Winnie Who Now is an acronym for World Needs Your Help 1-to-1 Now. It is pronounced Winnie Who Now, or however you want to say it. What is Winnie Who Now? We are a nonprofit 501c3 with public charity status. Our mission is that through inspiration, our inspiring self-heart-mind demonstrates, educates, and inspires the willing to pause for inspiration and be a living expression of inspiration in the world, healing 1-to-1. We hope to continue to offer various materials, programs, and services all for free. Go to our website, www.pauseforinspiration.org. Let me share a few things that may be helpful in receiving this inspired to be truly helpful material and its being meaningful and useful in everyday life. Being truly helpful is seeing anew. Being truly helpful happens when someone is willing to open to inspiration. This is why it is truly helpful. This is how Winnie Who Now came into being. It doesn't refer to a particular way of behaving or right words to say. I am not providing instructions on how to walk, talk, dress, how to be nice, or to use our common sense. We each have full access to inspiration who will guide us in all areas of life 24/7. You see, I didn't brainstorm any of the Winnie Who Now material or sit down one day and decide to develop a program or write a book on how to inspire people to be truly helpful. I wasn't looking for an answer to the world's problems. One day I was simply open to experiencing peace of mind. Recently, I had written a series of stories about my practice of letting go of the judgmental mind, and I was editing these stories for compilation in my book, Visions of Illumination. Sitting outside at an outdoor cafe on a sunny, crisp October afternoon, reading over my experiences and editing as needed, I paused a moment and looked up. My eyes fell upon a waitress in motion. As I observed her a moment, I noticed how she missed an opportunity to help a customer with something. No big deal, really. Instead of going into my usual thinking about how people just aren't paying attention and on with my personal pet peeves, I returned to my editing when I heard a clear thought resounding in my mind. Someone needs to help these people. They need training on how to be helpful. This thought was more than a passing thought or a typical idea of my own. It bolted into my awareness as clear as day, compelling my attention amidst my deep focus on finishing a project. Immediately, I moved my pen from the left side of my notebook to the right page of my notebook, and out came the words, "Inspired to be truly helpful." I began furiously scribbling down the thoughts coming rapid fire. A whole program of sorts was unfolding before my eyes. I began laughing and was filled with joy as the thoughts hit the paper. There was a driving force behind the words, a force that knew what it was talking about, and that force was not me. That is, not the Mary I thought myself to be. Yet, this force was clearly within me, connected to me, and definitely knew me. It was joyfully lighthearted, clear, playful, and had a sense of humor. A few pages into writing down what I was hearing, I began to get excited, thinking this must be some kind of customer service training program. Oh gee, I thought, I can start my own business and go around to businesses and sell them on my customer service training program. That would be a pretty good job. But as I continued to write, the meaning of the material was expanding beyond my expectations. This voice, not really an audible voice, inside my mind, was handing out ideas that were about a lot more than anything I ever heard of in a typical human resources training. It was busting myths about everything. Politeness, behaviors, dress codes, handshakes, eye contact, corporate hierarchy, goal setting, communication skills, helpfulness, inspiration, and even customers. Turns out, customers are not just those people buying things or considering buying a service or product of some kind. They are needed to keep a business in business and much more. Customers are you and me. The voice said to me, "We are all customers, and we are here in the world to provide one another with supreme customer service." Then I saw my hand moving faster and faster and spilling out onto the paper were the words, "This is for the whole world." What I thought was only a specialized customer service training program for innovative businesses, open-minded employers and employees, entrepreneurs and up-and-coming visionaries, was being shown to me as a great deal more than that. Inspiration was showing me a vision of service, giving it a whole new meaning. The fact that you and I are all here now at this particular time and space is no accident. You, simply by being a fellow human being, are my customer. And I, simply by being a fellow human being, am your customer. We are all here to help one-to-one. We all want peace of mind, right? Excellent customer service instills peace. If we want peace, start giving it. Stop complaining about the lack of peace in the world and be a person in the world experiencing peace. Not only that, but the way we are going to help one-to-one and experience peace is by being willing to open to inspiration. What is inspiration? Inspiration is the experience I just shared with you. A vast force exists within our mind, but it doesn't exist within the part of our mind that we are usually working from. Sorry. This isn't to put down anything I already do or how I do it. Winnie Hu now is here to lift up, transform, and infuse life into our everyday thinking and doing. How? By offering you and me the opportunity to open up to and experience our inspiring self-mind. I am not psychic, nor have I been specially created or gifted in that I hold some extraordinary powers that enabled me to receive this material. I am not a writer. I am willing to listen. Inspiration flows freely through the inspiring self-minds of all. We need only pay attention. Listen. Here is something I want you to hear. While listening and writing this material, I truly enjoyed the experience and felt graciously uplifted. Then I would stop and return to living my normal life in my normal cubicle self-mind and began noticing myriad feelings arise about the material. Who does this inspiring self-mind think it is, anyway? I've got a good hold on my life, and even if I don't, who does? Life is good enough. Inspiration is fine for special occasions and moments here and there, but I don't need inspiration to move through everyday life stuff. That seems like a lot of work. After all, I am helpful enough all on my own. Rebelliousness began rising to the surface, and I didn't want anything to do with my inspiring self-mind or this material. Though this cubicle character could be a full caseload, at least I knew the routine. The outcome was up for grabs, but I held the cards, and even if it seemed like a good hand or a bad hand, they were my cards, and I'm not letting go of my cards. It wasn't until I had the opportunity to begin presenting the material to people, which I didn't want to do either, that I began seeing its value. Though I saw its value, I still felt it was more trouble than it was worth. The cubicle self mind had kicked into full gear, using fear as its engine. I was aware that this material clearly wasn't of my own making and was truly inspired. Yet, I also saw that sharing inspiration comes with responsibility. The responsibility to practice what you teach and let go. Let go of what people think, their approval or disapproval, and let go of the outcome. Inspiration assured me in no uncertain terms, saying, "Winnie Hu now does not belong to you." Not only are you not supposed to do Winnie Hu alone, you can't do it alone. Winnie Hu belongs to everyone. Thank God. On a weekend retreat I gave in November 2009, I truly experienced what is meant by one-to-one in World Needs Your Help one-to-one now. One of the participants was Mark Mattson, who was a gentleman who was in a car accident 9 years ago. He is in a wheelchair due to an accident in 2001 and is now a low-level quadriplegic, having arm function but very little hand function. Mark listened and participated that weekend, and Mark got inspired. He called my mate, John, and me a couple of weeks later and asked if we could get together to discuss Winnie Hu now. Mark knew that he was inspired and in some way wanted to help. He didn't know how, but he was willing. Shortly after, we were inspired to record the material. Well, wouldn't you know, Mark is a vocalist and voice professor with a home recording studio. Voila! While recording, I would bring the CDs home to John and he would listen. In his listening, John was inspired. He heard in his mind and said, "Give it away. We are going to give this material away. We're going to give everything away. It's all free." As soon as John shared this with me, my heart said, "Here we go." For it was in alignment with what I had always heard in prayer. For many years, I have felt moved to do my part sharing inspiration for healing. However, no matter how many times I attempted to make a business out of it, I never felt comfortable. When I prayed about it, I always received the same answer. You are not to charge for your healing services. The message was not that it wasn't okay to accept donations for healing offered, but I wasn't to set fees and charge. It was clearly not advice to be generalized to others, but it was simply guidance for me at this time. Up until now, we have given a lot of programs, materials, and services away for free. It was a turning point when John and I joined in Willingness One-to-One. Experiences of One-to-One keep pouring in. Mary and Robert Stolting from the organization Pathways of Light in Florida offered to give the recording away as a gift in their annual membership drive. This got me inspired to keep up the recording and finish it. So you see, with willingness to be truly helpful one-to-one, there will be help, healing, and peace of mind. This material showed up because I wanted something real. I wanted more than, "That's life, deal with it." I wanted more than personal and worldly success. I wanted peace of mind. I have experienced many instances of a helpful peace surrounding me. I have experienced timeless spans of being absorbed in deep peace, a peace in which nothing or no one was missing. I wanted to share this experience because even though the pull of the cubicle self who lives in fear of losing my loyalty was strong, I felt a stronger pull, the pull of peace that passes all understanding. I wanted more experiences of that peace for me, for you, and for the world. I know this peace is free to everyone because when I come face to face with it, everyone is present and we are all free. That is the nature of this peace. It simply will not withhold its love from anyone, no matter what. It also will not force itself upon me as it completely respects my willingness. "Well," replied Inspiration, "you asked for a way to help others open to an experience of peace, joy, and seeing anew. You asked for it, Mary, and here it is. Ask and you shall receive in your giving one-to-one. Lastly, while recording this material, I had no plan. Mark and I simply sat down and began. We didn't rehearse, we simply let inspiration lead. My tone of voice, inflections, and how I read the material were all inspired in the moment. The material was being read through me, just as the material had come through me. Inspiration was feeding me the words again for the first time. As I read, I felt like I had never heard the words before. It was all new. I laughed as I began learning exactly what these words had to teach. Each time we recorded, I was deeply moved by the depth of wisdom present in this simple material. Sometimes I don't even want to listen to it because the wisdom is motioning me to release the past, release judgments and conclusions about life, and come as I am. Come as I am into the peace that passes all understanding. No willing soul will be left unturned by peace. Here is what I am learning as I am willing to pause for inspiration. 1. I am seeing how inspiration doesn't necessarily appear in a form the way I want it to be. Though this material was an answer to a prayer, I wanted the answer to my prayer to look different. I didn't like the language of the material because it didn't sound spiritual enough, and I really didn't like the name Winnie Who Now. 2. I am seeing how the cubicle self-mind is afraid of anything that distracts from it being the center of my attention. This explains my resistance to sharing the material. 3. I am seeing that when two willing souls join together to open to inspiration, inspiration shows up to help in ways I have never imagined. 4. There are still days that I go totally cubicle. 5. I am seeing that simply receiving this material through inspiration was only part of being truly helpful. It is in teaching and practicing this material for myself that I will learn it. 6. I am seeing that without other customers to serve, I will not be served. No one is healed alone. To serve is to be truly helpful. Being truly helpful is to see beyond who I think you are and who I think I am, and to who you and I truly are in the eyes of inspiration. It is only in seeing another truly that I will experience peace. In experiencing peace, I will experience my inspired self. In experiencing my inspired self, I experience inspiration and see it is real. 7. I am seeing that I have mistakenly thought that I needed to work hard at everything so that someday I would feel free inside. I am beginning to see that in inspiration, in your true nature and in my true nature, I am already free. Now I may truly live. So, this is the story behind how Winnie Who Now began. It is in having this experience of all-encompassing love that we know it is real. Have it for yourself. It is the reason we are here.